Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We're recording. So we were talking about the laws of nature versus the laws of Islam. If we're tested, we're tested against which laws?
Islam.
Yes, why?
Because you can go away from them.
Because you have the choice, it's your call. Laws of nature. This is where the test is. Okay. Do we have full freedom? The second question is, do we have full freedom? We have full freedom only in the heart. You see? So we have the heart.
Wonderful heart.
We have the heart, and then we have the tongue.
Okay.
You have the tongue, the heart, the tongue, and the hand. That's right. And then the heart, the tongue, and the hands. Hands. Okay. All right. I just want the tongue would be in the top of the hand. Here. And then the heart in the very top. Oh, no, sorry. Hold on. Yes, you're right. Heart is in the very top. Okay. So now, let's see the levels of freedom we have. Let's start with the heart. Do you have 100% freedom in your heart?
Yes.
Intentions, right? You have 100% control over your intentions. So this is the least level of Islam. 100% control. The least level of Islam is to make an intention. Which one is working? Get this one. Which one is not? So this is the least. You have 100% control. So this is the least. Because it has 100% control, Allah says your heart is the minimum. Desires of the heart is the minimum. So, I'll give you examples.
Okay.
I give you examples. Do you remember the example that about the two guys, both of them in the same fundraising, paying the same amount of money for the same cause?
Yeah.
One goes to hell,
yeah,
one goes to heaven?
But one of them just wanted it for the fame and glory.
Exactly.
And then the other one wanted to actually help them.
Exactly. You have 100% control over your heart. You can love righteousness and hate evil. So the heart of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a good heart. Go ahead.
Is buying a lottery, buying like a ticket from a lottery, like haram?
Yeah. Anything that has future promises, future things like that is haram. So back, especially if it's gaming, back into this, you have 100% control over your heart. Then, the tongue. How much control you have over the tongue? I'm going to say not much, because what you say, you're being listened to. You got it? You can't say everything you want to say. Right?
Yeah.
You can say only...
Well, right, freedom of speech isn't entirely true, that you have to be careful.
Exactly.
Maybe like 75%?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Not 100% control. Even with freedom of speech. So if we say, just like you said, let's say 50%. Just as a number. Now the lowest level of control you have is action. Actions have the least level of control. I would say actions, I would say about what?
20.
This is 20%, 50%, like what? 30% or so? I'll give you an example. You want to win a scholarship, and I want to win the same scholarship. We're competing, but only one will win. Who is going to win?
Me.
It's up to Allah, up to the laws of nature. It's up to so many factors. But you see here, not everything you want, you can do. This is you want. This is can do. Do you understand here? So the heart, you want. The hand, you do. So you want, can do. Can do what you want. Can you always do what you want? Good luck.
For example, if you want to eat all the candy in the world, you're not going to be able to do it.
You could try.
Yeah, you could try. You'd probably end up parking a little bit before. Does anybody have a tissue?
I do. I got one.
This is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said clearly in the hadith, if you see an evil, try to use your hand to correct it. Try to use your hand to correct it. Okay. If you can't, then use your tongue.
Yeah, because you can like accidentally hit their face or something.
Yes. If you can't, then at least your heart. So, hate it with your heart. Let's say, for example, your little sister wants to go dating. Your obligation, the first thing is that you try to prevent her using your hand. You tell her, you're not getting out of here, my sister.
She wants
to what? Go dating.
Dating?
Yes, your younger sister. She wants to go dating. So then what do you do? Stop her with your hand. Say, lock the door and say, you're not getting anywhere, sweetheart. You're going to stay here until Papa and Mama come and teach you, talk you out of this nonsense. Okay. Now, what if you're not, it's not available for you to use your hand? I'm sorry, to use your hand, yes. Then the second step, which is lower than that, is to use your tongue. Try to talk her out of this nonsense. Okay? Try to talk her out of nonsense. Let's say your sister, your older sister even. So, then your older sister, can you use your hand? No. But you can use, or your older brother. But you can use your tongue. Advice, breach. Okay? Worm. Okay, now.
Yeah, speaking of speech, you spelled it wrong.
Well, you want control, freedom of speech. Yes, thank you. Thank you, dear. So, here we go. You talk to her, or to talk to him. You can't use your hand, you can use your tongue. What if you can't use your tongue?
Situations
where your tongue is not going to get you anywhere. Like, for example, your older brother is watching a rated R movie.
He's older.
No.
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 There's haram and halal. There's haram and halal, and there is the law of the land. So anyway, like they say, above 21 you can drink. Does that make drinking halal?
No.
No.
This is the law of the land.
And the government is about to pass this new act for the gays, where the people who are homosexual, like boys and interested boys, and the girls are just girls. They will be able to go into the bathroom and say that they're not.
Yeah, Allah. They're going to have trouble with me going to that. If I see another
big...
Well, it's going to be also very, very ridiculous for females when they have a male walking in saying, hey, that reminds me. You know that people can do... Do you know that people can do Hajj on the behalf of other person? Like my mom, if my mom is weak, I'm allowed to do Hajj on her behalf. You know that? Do you understand? If your dad is weak or unable, then you can do, or dead. You can do on their behalf. Do you understand that?
But it would be best if they did it while they were still young.
Yes. You got it? So let me tell you a joke about that. About
no,
doing...
no, I'm in one.
Go, Daddy.
Wait.
About...
No. We got this ready.
No.
Yo, seriously.
No.
This isn't a joke. Honestly.
It's a joke related to what Zainab,
no,
said.
Like,
that's an introduction of the joke. That's an introduction of the joke.
I'm
the joke is, there's a guy who went for Hajj.
Wait.
Who went for Hajj. And this guy, instead of using the men bathroom, he's using the women bathroom.
What the?
So they held him.
Can we just like skip this?
They arrest him and say, hey, you stupid guy, how could you go to the women's bathroom? He said, I am making Hajj on the behalf of my mother.
What?
You got?
Why didn't you go to the women's bathroom to do that?
Because mother.
That's a joke.
What?
I'm so confused.
You can't. That's the joke. You can't. You can have the intention, but you can't do what a woman does, okay?
No,
you're a guy, you can't do it.
I got it.
Okay. Okay.
At least somebody.
All right.
Permission to smack him in the book.
So, this is what Zainab said reminds me about. No, no. What Zainab said reminds me about that.
No.
It's going to be online, by the way. You can check it online.
Oh, okay.
So, now back to this. Then the Prophet said, the least you can do is dislike it by your heart, reject it by the heart, reject it by the heart. And then the Prophet said, below that, no, then you're not.
Do you have any other color than that?
No.
Blue.
I forgot the ones
there's
at home.
Blue.
Blue is one.
Well, just, that's
easy. Here, Aline.
There's another green one.
Without that, you have failed to have any level of faith. Okay, so if you, somebody in front of you doing something wrong, you can't stop them by your hands. And you can't talk to them out of it. You can't talk them out of it. Then what is the least you can
have?
You
can't even do their eyes work some magic with your heart.
What's the least you can do?
Good luck with that.
What is the least you can do? Hate it by your heart. Hate it by
hate
dislike it
by your heart.
By your heart. So, I have as an example here. Let's say you caught your older brother watching a rated R movie. Then, yeah, then if
rated
you try...
Rated R, not by blood, though. The other rated
R. I know that. Okay.
So that now you're saying, can you stop him with your hand?
No.
He's stronger than you. He's going to carry you like this, put you aside, and
oh,
get out.
Sorry.
Okay? Then the second thing you try to talk him out of it using your tongue. Then he says, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
So,
well, you had older siblings. That's literally.
I'm taking a basket, Robin. Let's go.
Shut up and get out of the room.
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
Now. So if he tells you, shut up and get out of the room, now you're down to the least, which is your heart. Now, why does Allah say the heart is the least? Because you have what?
Shut up and get out of the room.
But you have 100% control over your heart. So you really, really nailed down and judged by your heart.
Yeah.
It's not about the way you do.
Do this.
It's what your heart intends. So let's say... Now your brother tried to talk to him, you couldn't. Said, get up, shut up, and get out of the room. You know? Then you have your heart. Now let me ask you a question. If you stay with him in the room and watch the movie and enjoy it, then what?
Wow.
Then the least amount, which is what? The heart. You failed the heart. test, or you feel the heart level. Then we're talking about now negatives. You got it? So if you advise people, you better also do it yourself. Otherwise, you have failed the level of the heart.
But you can't be a hypocrite while you're at it.
Now, unless there is only one way when you do something wrong and you want to preach against it, you start by condemning yourself. You start by saying, okay, guys, you know I'm smoking, and I am a very bad person, convinced that I'm doing something wrong.
Wait,
I'm smoking.
The story of how he wanted the kid and the man and the candy, the
Halloween?
No, how there's this story of a little boy,
story
and he was absolutely obsessed with candy. And so the father got really, really worried, and so he brought it to one of the sheikhs. And the sheikh was like, okay, come in a month, and I'll try to preach the little boy. But, and so in a month, he did. But the father's like, okay, why did you have to wait a month? And the sheikh was like, oh, because I was also obsessed with candy and I needed to get rid of my habit before I could get rid of his. Something like that.
That's a good story. That's a good story, but I want to tell you something. If you are doing something bad and you want to breach it, you can. Under one condition. You start by condemning yourself. You start by saying, I am doing this wrong thing. I am trying to get out of it. And I know it's evil. And I'm a weak person. However, I don't want you to fall into the same problem I'm falling in. Like sometimes they bring drug addicts, talk to the public, like to the group of people, to make them hate the drug. They say, we did it, look what happened to us. Okay, now, if you like the evil, you're done, because you have 100% of your control. If your heart likes it, you're done. There was that companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yasir, Ammar ibn Yasir. His parents were killed in front of him.
Okay?
And his mother and his father were killed by Abu Jahl right in front of his eyes. And he was tortured inhumanely, he was tortured beyond imagination, mercilessly, to curse Prophet Muhammad and say a bad word about him. So the guy cursed Prophet Muhammad. So Abu Jahl let him go. So now this Ammar ibn Yasir went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying. He said, they made me curse you, and they made me curse your God, which is Allah. So the Prophet Muhammad asked him, let's get to the bottom. How is your heart? He said, no, my heart loves Allah and loves his messenger. He says, that's it. If they hit you again, curse me and curse Allah again. No problem.
Ooh.
You got it?
Because this is what matters.
Yes.
Not this.
Yes.
This matters more than this.
Exactly.
This is your intention.
And you have 100% control over it. And there is something unique about La ilaha illallah. Nobody can stop you from saying La ilaha illallah. You know what's the key here? Watch my mouth. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Am I moving my lips?
Yes.
My
yes,
lips?
You
watch.
Are.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
No, you're moving your tongue.
I'm moving my tongue, but not my lips. So it is the word that you can say it without anybody figuring out what you're saying. If you say la ilaha illallah with your mouth, they will figure it out. But if you say la ilaha illallah. So you can say la ilaha illallah and have freedom. Have freedom. That's not like... does not fall into here, la ilaha illallah, because you can do it without moving the lips. You see how Allah made it in such a way that nobody can stop you because nobody will know. Here, watch me.
What are you doing?
Huh? Can you see that I'm saying la ilaha illallah? Watch.
Well, you told us so, yeah.
You got it? But you understand here that saying la ilaha illallah does not fall under the tongue. Falls under the heart because nobody can figure out what you're saying. Got it?
And therefore they cannot force you.
Yes. Okay? And that's why the prisoners who were like activists they take Islam seriously and they caught because of that, If they say Subhanallah, they move their lips, they get beaten up. If they say Alhamdulillah, get the same thing. So what do they do? Say La ilaha illallah. Like this. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Without moving their lips. La ilaha illallah. And you notice the tongue, when you say La ilaha illallah, watch the movements of the tongue. The tongue is making ruku' and sujood. Watch. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. It's like the tongue making ruku'. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. It's like the tongue is making ruku' and sujood. That's a beautiful thing about La ilaha illallah. But you got it here? Do you understand this fully? So the first level is hand, can't, mouth, can't, heart, minimum. Okay? If you hate it by your heart, you leave. You don't, you boycott, don't watch it with him. For God's sake, don't tell him, don't sit down and watch it. Okay? Then next time, just leave, boycott it, hate it.
I'm the eldest, but they don't listen to me, so what I do is I try to tell them that I'm going to get our parents, they still don't listen to me. So.
Okay. Then you hate it.
Younger siblings, I'm the oldest.
Then dislike it by your heart. That's the minimum.
Yeah.
That's the minimum. This is why we have 100%. Now, why did I say that? Because we're talking about freedom of choice. So, do we have, the bottom line, do we have 100% freedom of choice?
Yes.
Only in the heart level. But how about other than the heart level?
Nope.
No. How about the two people that one is rich and spending money is in charity, and one is poor, but his heart wishes that if he's rich, he's going to spend money in a charity. Are they equal or not?
Nope.
We talked about that. Yes, they are equal. Because both of them have the same heart. Exactly, the same heart. The same heart. One is rich, one has a good heart. He's rich, he's able to do what he wants or she wants. The other one is poor. Poor. But her heart wishes that she can do the same thing like her sister. Her other sister that is rich. The Prophet say they are equal. You understand? Why? Freedom of the heart. Now, we have freedom to talk, freedom to move, and freedom to choose things, but these freedoms are not 100%. You want a fellowship, she wants the same fellowship, only one will get it. So you want, she wants, you want by your heart, she wants by her heart, but one only we're going to get it. So we're not having 100% freedom in anything except our tongue. So now we said, laws of nature is outside of our control. Then the first level of freedom is the heart. And the second level is the tongue. Can you? And then the last one is hand.
Wouldn't it be the entire opposite way?
No.
Because
this is completely.
If you have this one, then you have all these.
Oh yes.
So it would be the opposite way. I'll fix it.
No, actually, hold on. Hand is the least freedom in the hand, so it has to be the other way. That's right. Okay. So you have no freedom in the laws of nature, zero. Then you have freedom, but not 100% in your hands, changing things by hand. Then you have freedom, but not 100% changing things with your tongue. Then you have 100% freedom to changing things, but with your heart. So you have levels of control. Now Allah, see how beautiful it is? Allah judges you by the what? The heart, which you have 100% control over it. So if you do something evil without intention, without an evil intention, it's completely forgiven. Like if you forget and do something wrong. Like let's say you forgot to pray.
Oh.
Allah forgives you. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah forgives the Muslims for forgetfulness, mistakes, and what they have been forced to do.
Wait, who knows annets? You guys should all know it. So, Yeah. Okay, so, and Ness literally means the people who forget, if I may.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we're the kind who kind of forgets, and we forget.
And Ness, in San, is in San because of Nisyan. The word Nisyan means forgetfulness.
Seriously.
The word Nisyan is forgetfulness. The word insan is coming from the word nisyan. And the word nas is the plural of insan.
I'm so confused.
Why?
I'm almost there.
Okay. So now let's go back to this. Now, there is a circle of influence.
I can't read it.
There is a circle of influence and there is a circle of desire. There's a circle of influence and there's a circle of interest. Which one is the smaller? For example, my circle of influence is basically you guys, you gals, and my children, and go ahead.
I think it's the circle of influence, because our whole influence could be everyone around the world, and compared to all the desires there is not really much.
Yeah. Let's say my interest is with the hearts of the Egyptian. But is it within my circle of influence? No. My heart is with the Egyptians who did the revolution. But my circle of influence or my interest is there, but my influence is not there. You understand? Sometimes you sympathize and you have interest in things outside of your control. This is why. Which one is bigger, the circle of interest or the circle of influence? Yes, the circle of interest is much bigger than the circle of influence. Okay, now comes the question. Just keep in mind this, circle of interest and circle of influence. Do we all have the same circle of influence?
No.
Obama has the same circle of influence like you? Huh? No. Right?
No.
How is the circle of influence of Obama compared to you?
Well, he's a president. We're just students.
Exactly. So the reason is that I'm saying he has much more circle of influence. His decisions will affect the nation, but it will actually affect the whole world. But our decision affects nobody, almost nobody. We are nobodies.
No.
In a sense, we are nobodies. Yeah, we're nobodies because we don't have political power. So as long as we have no political power, then we are nobody. Anyway.
What's your influence on the world? Have you, like, done anything big? No. I donated $10
to Haiti. There you go.
Haiti's?
Haiti is the country off the coast of South
Africa. Yes. Now, let me tell you a surprise that I have been keeping so far. Hold on. Who loves to be tested? Who wants to be tested? Zaina?
Yes.
Who else?
Can I be tested?
Yes.
Yay.
But I'm going to tell you something in a little bit. Who else wants to be tested?
What kind of test?
Huh?
Kind of
hard
the Islamic, like the tests of the laws of submission. The laws of Islam. Okay, I'll tell you what happened when I talked to a person who is atheist. He said, "I don't want to be tested." I told him, "You're a liar. You love to be tested." He said, "What? Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, I don't want to be tested." I tell him that we're born to be tested, right? So he said, "I don't want to be tested." I say, "No, you love to be tested. And you love to have more and more difficult tests." He said, "How is that?" Do you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Hania. So she remembers that. So
I know I've heard this so many times I can say it.
Okay.
Okay. So responsibility is a test. And you guys don't like responsibility, do you?
Yeah.
But with freedom comes responsibility. Yeah. With every, like, driver's license, you have more freedom, but you also have responsibility to not get into a car crash. And so that's even more responsibility.
The more freedom we have, the more responsibilities. So
and
now,
the more tests
we do we like to have, for example, a driver license or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you get a driver license, you are being tested. test, okay? Now,
let's go.
Do you like?
Let's
go. Yeah. Do you like freedom? Do you like to be a free or a slave?
More
freedom. Freedom, right?
Yeah, I don't.
By being with freedom comes. With freedom comes
responsibility.
Responsibility. If you really don't want to be tested, then you should be a slave, okay? And you should not get a driver license. And you should stay away from, you know, things that make you responsible. Okay.
You know, in
dead people, go ahead. You know that dead people are being tested. You know about that?
Yeah.
Wrong.
What? No.
Dead people are what? Are dead people, are they tested?
No.
They are not being tested.
Oh, not anymore because their lives are.
Yes. Who is tested? Who is tested? Living people. Would you like to be dead or alive?
Alive,
then you love to be tested. You got it?
No, so if you're dead, then you're.
What about people who commit suicide?
They automatically go to hell.
Yeah.
They
The
people who commit suicide, they made the decision rationally with conscience when they were conscious. Then they get judged by it. You
because
understand?
There's some people who black out. And then they do stuff while their minds are like...
Right. Some people are snap, you know, snap.
Yeah.
Like go into a state of not realizing what they do.
State of
that one are forgiven. And some people do intentionally do it with all being aware of everything. Go ahead.
Yeah, 1 second blackout happened to me once. I was raising my hand. I was just standing, I was walking to the table. But then the next thing I knew, I was on the ground and the table that I was walking by fell down, and I'm like, what just happened? And then my brother came right to me and said, Cece, what happened? Are you okay? I'm like, why? What happened? He said you had a crashing sound, so I guess I fell down, but I honestly don't remember anything happening. I just remember walking, and next thing I know, I'm on the ground.
Yes, see? That happens. Some people also have longer period of time where they are unconscious. Anybody who takes his or her life when she is not aware, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are completely forgiven, 100%.
Because it's not the heart, it's not intention, and it's not their intention to die, because they love freedom as much as we do. But their other side is just like, oh, let's do this, and then they die.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people who are asleep are excused until they wake up. So when you are asleep, you're excused. So the people who are in a state of lack of conscience, when they lack conscience, those people are almost in a state of sleep. Also the Prophet ﷺ said that the insane person, the person who doesn't have sanity, the crazy person, okay, is not counted, is not punished. Like for example, if somebody who's crazy and killed him or herself, that's forgiven automatically because he's not responsible. Exactly, he's not responsible. If somebody takes his life when he was unconscious, automatically forgiven because he wasn't aware of what's happening around him.
Also, if one of your siblings wake you up for, like, just say, veg, and then you go straight back to sleep, then you're not excused because you did wake up, you were not in a state of sleep, and so therefore you are not excused because you had that chance, you had that opening, but you went back to sleep.
And let me clarify this a little bit more. If you don't have an excuse and you pray Fajr, then Allah will forgive you if you skip Fajr when you have an excuse. You understand?
Wait, so does that mean if you sleep through Fajr, you're excused?
If you are very, very tired, you have the excuse of being very, extremely tired, like having flu, for example, okay? Then you really can't move off this bed because you're really tired.
What if you did homework, like, the whole night?
Yes, and you're awake, can't wake because it's beyond your ability to wake. Allah will forgive you with one condition. What's that condition? That you have been praying when you don't have an excuse.
But you still have to make it up.
Yeah, you have to make it up. But here, if you don't have an excuse and you're praying Fajr, if you skip Fajr because of an excuse, Allah forgives you. But hold on. If you don't do Fajr when you don't have an excuse, then doesn't matter. You have an excuse. Don't have an excuse. You're it's a bad deed counted against you. Yes.
You could still do Fajr.
Fajr before
sunrise.
Duhur, right?
Or no, before sunrise. Fajr time expires on sunrise. And let me tell you something. Allah knew you. Did Allah know that it's an inconvenient time?
For every prayer you don't do, what does Allah punish you?
Just deduct points, right?
Because, like, you're in trouble, so better get out of
it. If you never do the prayer, you get to do it in
hell.
You could, I don't know the specifics, ask him.
What if you, like, wake up for school at, like, 7, and then you, like, pray for Fajr that time?
It is still Fajr.
Before sunrise.
You just get bad deeds
for missing the Fajr on time. But let me emphasize a very important concept. On Saturday, it's a luxury day, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's say it's a luxury day. If you do not wake up on Saturday and Sunday and pray Fajr, then you're not excused when you have an excuse not to pray Fajr. Is that clear? Yes, but listen to this important thing.
You can make your prayers up.
You have to prove yourself, okay? When there's no hardship, when there's no excuse, you have to be praying to be excused when you have a hardship.
You know,
did it click? You understand?
Is it in there?
Is it in there? Okay, let me repeat it again. You have to be doing the worship or the prayer when you don't have an excuse. If you do that, then when you have an excuse, Allah forgives you. But if you don't do the prayer either way, when you have an excuse or don't have an excuse, then why do you expect any forgiveness? Understood?
Yeah.
So, if you wake up Saturday and Sunday, pray Fajr, and then go back to sleep, when you don't wake up the other days, Allah forgives you. But if you don't do it on Saturday and Sunday, then you don't do it anyway. So Allah does
not prove yourself worthy.
Exactly.
My social studies teacher had something called a grace period. So when if we had like large projects and stuff, we can turn it in a day late if you only use the grace period occasionally. Like if you turn your stuff in, it only applies for projects. So if you turn them in on time most of the time, just like once or twice you are like so tired you couldn't even do it, then he gives you an extra day.
Right, but if you don't have an excuse, you don't turn it on time, then you don't get grace period. Now, so we reach it into three things. Keep in mind, we want to be tested. Why? Number one, because we want to be alive.
Can somebody give me another example of freedom and
if you want to leave your parents and go to London, you're going to have to get your own money.
Oh my God.
And you're going to have to get your own money and job to live on your own.
Okay, so when you leave your parents' house, then it's the responsibility of taking up your bills, taking up, like, not having your parents, like, nag you for homework or anything.
At least having a job.
Okay.
Having a job.
Okay, three things. Just a second. Three things. Watch my hand. We love to be tested because we love to be alive. And okay. We love to be tested because we love freedom. Okay. We love to be tested because we like power. We like positions of power.
Control.
Yes, you'd like to be a manager. You'd like to have a power position where you have power over others.
Power, freedom, and what?
Power, freedom, and the life. Do you understand that? Did you get it? Did it click? So three things you need to would prove that you love to be tested. Can you tell me what are the three things?
Power, freedom, and life.
Okay, yes. You love power. You love freedom. You love to be alive. Okay, dead people are not tested, slaves are not tested, and people with no power, like nobodies, are not being tested. Got it? Now, let me take you to another level. You also not only love to be tested, but you want to have a harder test. How could this be possible? I'm telling you, you want a harder test than the one you have right now. Why?
More freedom.
Because you want more freedom, so that's a harder test, and you want more and more money, that's a harder test. Oh yeah, by the way, I forgot the fourth item. We love to be rich. And
well,
rich people.
That comes with power. That goes into power. Life goes into responsibility. I mean, freedom.
Also rich. You can you want to be might want to be rich but not powerful. Just like rich. You got it? The fourth thing is that we love to be rich. And rich people are more tested. Now, I am claiming right now, I'm making a claim that not only that you love to be tested, but you love to have more tests. How is that explainable?
Wealth.
How do you explain that? How do you explain that? Go ahead, Zina.
If you have more power and more money,
exactly. Do the poor and rich do they have the same responsibilities, or they held to accountable to the same standards?
No.
Yeah.
No. But everybody wants to be rich. Everybody wants to be rich, which means you want to have a harder test. Agreed? Everybody wants more freedom. Means you want to have more tests. Agreed?
Yes. Agreed.
Everybody wants more positions of power. So everybody's looking for more tests. Agreed?
Agreed.
Everybody's looking for a long life. So you're looking for a harder test. Agreed?
Disagree.
Do you get what I'm saying? So this way I prove to the guy that not only that he loves to be tested, but he's looking for a harder test.
Now you have another argument.
Got it?
This is kind of like speech and debate class that we're giving you stuff to argue for.
Yeah.
Go.
To have intelligent, to
you
have...
You have to be ready for life because you're going to have to be doing this a lot, especially if...
When we go to London.
9/11. Oh my God, I don't want to go to
okay,
London.
Okay, stop. But
I'm
you have
to
point
London.
Up
we're
A
going...
and B, raise your hand.
What?
I'm going to go to London.
And wait for me to call on you.
Or you. You're not the
or him.
Oh.
Okay.
Drama. Oh, all right.
So... We are going to get to intelligent replies against the stereotypes about Islam. That is, we're getting into that very near. We're finishing this introduction and we're getting into the second part of the course, which is answering stereotypes. Have intelligent replies. Huh? Okay.
My mom drives like opinion.
Now, beware, what are you looking for yourself? Beware of your what you're getting yourself into. Beware of what you're asking for. That falls into the also, don't wish to see miracles. What happened to the people who asked it to see miracles? They got themselves in trouble with Allah. Why? Because if you see the miracle, you're not held accountable to the same standard as a person didn't see the miracle.
Yeah, because you're expecting something good to always happen, like without even trying.
No, when you see a miracle, you should have more belief in Allah. Allah's expecting
Never.
You to have more belief and
because
to stay away.
It's a proof
with every proof that
like birds sell poop on the lava.
What's MySpace?
No. Let me tell you something. Tell you the story of the people of the table.
The table?
Yes, dining table. In Surah, the dining table.
Oh, it's the round
table. No, they're just the table. The Christian people at the time of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, they requested him to ask Allah for a dining table carrying food from Jannah. The first response of Prophet Isa was, fear Allah. Do you want what you're asking for?
Yes. Sometimes.
You're not asking for something that is going to help you out. It's going to be a liability against you. They said, no, we will be fine. We will do fine. But, you know, just ask for the table to come down. So Allah said, I am going to send down the table with one condition. If anyone will commit an act that shows disbelief in me, those people are going to go to the bottom of hellfire.
Did that so the sheep of the prophet got the table?
Yes, Prophet Isa brought down the table. And they failed, like, they failed to live up to the standards. Because Allah will hold you accountable to a higher standard if you saw a miracle. You understand?
Yes.
You saw a miracle, then we expect you to be a much better Muslim. And we expect you to not to do haram. You know what I'm saying? It's like, for example, the people who saw the Prophet are not held to the same standard like us. We're held to an easier standard, a lower standard. You got it? So asking for miracles, you might get trouble to yourself because now you have to live up to a higher standard. Do you know that another story that also is mentioned in Surah Tawbah, that guy, his name is Thu'aylabah. What did Thu'aylabah ask for? He was asking the Prophet. He was a poor man, homeless. The homeless people used to live in the masjid at that time. So he was a homeless person living in the masjid. And he loved money so much that he keeps nagging on the Prophet. Please, please, please pray to Allah to make me rich. The Prophet has a vision. He looks into him and he says, this what you have right now is an easy test for you. You can pass. But when you have a lot of money, then Allah will expect a lot of thanking from you. And then you might not be able to thank Allah enough. And you get in trouble. You see? So he kept saying, no, no, I will thank Allah. Just get me money.
Right?
Just pray for Allah to make me rich. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for Allah. He made him rich. While he was rich, he was to be the bird of the masjid. He's always in the masjid. So the first thing he started skipping Fajr prayers. Then he became more rich and more busy with his money. So he started skipping Fajr and Isha. Then he becomes more busy with his money. He skipped all the prayers in the masjid of the Prophet. Okay, so now what happens? The Prophet now sends him the zakah officer. Zakah officer is a person who goes into the neighborhood, take the money, zakah money from the rich, and give it to the poor in the same neighborhood. See the important thing? Money doesn't go out of the neighborhood. You take it from the rich, give it to the poor right away in the same neighborhood. Don't take it out. Why? Because people will start saying, oh yeah, he's taking his taxes, not money, or charities, things like that. So the Prophet said, on the same neighborhood, take from the rich to the poor. So that they can see that the money is, you're not taking anything out of it. So here the Prophet sends the zakah officer to him to collect money. Guess what did he say? He said, go tell your friend Muhammad that these are taxes of slavery. These are like taxes. Taxes of slavery. So the man came back and he said, Prophet Muhammad, he said this. He said, Halaka Thu'aylabah. Halaka Thu'aylabah. His name was Thu'aylabah. The Prophet said, Thu'aylabah destroyed himself. Thu'aylabah destroyed himself. Just like the Prophet knew that he felt that these little easy. Like if you are a poor person and you donated 10 cents or $100, this is a lot of, this is a big donation compared to your wealth. But if Bill Gates donates $100,000, it's nothing. So the Prophet ﷺ said, one half of a dirham, let's say dollar, one half of a dollar is more appreciated by Allah than $100,000. The companion said, how is this to Prophet Muhammad? He said, a poor man, he has $1, he donated half, so that's 50% of his wealth. A rich person, he takes just like a handful of money and from his hand, like this $100,000, and donates it. This is nothing for him. So whenever you have more, Allah holds you to a more responsibility. So when you see a miracle, Allah holds you to higher responsibility. Allah knows that you might not, probably you will not be able to live up to the standards required from you when you see a miracle. You got that? So why don't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a miracle every weekend? Like, hey, take your family, go see the miracle of this weekend. Exactly. It's mercy. When Allah's hiding himself, it's mercy. If you see Allah and you, he will not allow you to disobey him. And if you try, Allah will destroy you right on the spot. Why? Because you are looking at him, there is no room for tolerance. You understand? So the room of tolerance that you enjoy depends on how much money you have, how much power you have, how many, what levels of miracles you have seen. You understand that? However, those people, the people off the table, did the wrong thing. Guess what was the wrong thing? Allah said, I am going to send it every day. Eat and don't store. Allah said, eat all what you can eat, but don't store.
Store?
Like, save some food. Take some food to save. Allah said one condition. Two conditions. One, you, if they commit any act of disbelief in my greatness, they are going to go to the bottom of the hellfire. Yes. The second condition, they cannot store. They eat all what they can eat and do not store. Then the shaitan came to them. And shaitan was able to talk them into storing. They said, shaitan said, this convinced them that this table is not going to come, keep coming forever. And they need to store to them. And they forgot the condition, or they were tempted. So they stored. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the table, and they were all doomed to the worst place in hellfire, which is the bottom. And this is... What did you say?
But they deserve it. So...
Be watch out. What you said is that you accused Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is very fair.
Yeah.
Allah told them up front. Huh?
Not even me.
Yeah. Allah wanted to make them an example. Example to the ones who wants to ask for miracles. Like, watch out. Three kinds of people will be on the bottom of hellfire. The people of the table, number one. The pharaohs and the pharaoh-like kings and leaders, number two. Number three, the hypocrites, the people who have faith hypocrisy. They have what? Faith hypocrisy. What do you mean by faith hypocrisy? Like, they pretend to be Muslims, but they are not. Okay?
Fake intention.
Yeah, no, they are from their hearts, they are not Muslims, but they are deceiving the Prophet so that they can, like fifth column, they want to destroy Islam from inside. So they pretend to be Muslims to have access and to destroy Islam from inside. So how many three groups of people are doomed to the bottom of hellfire? Who are they? One? Two?
Uh-huh.
Not Muslim hypocrites. The
people with talent. The hypocrites are people who lie, so people who pretend to be Muslims. That's what I mean.
Yes. They are not Muslims, but they are pretending to be Muslims.
Yes.
Because some acts of hypocrisy, like Muslims lying and these things, does not bring them down to this level. Okay? This is like somebody who is the hypocrites at the time of the Prophet. They used to pretend to be Muslims to destroy Islam from inside. Just like they do this. In the morning, they say, we're Muslims. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And by the time sunset, they say, nah, we're quitting. Islam is not good. We left Islam because it's not good. And they later on, they say, we're Muslims. And then they come back and do the same thing. What happens? They are destroying the faith of people in Islam. They imagine that somebody here comes and says, I'm a Muslim. And then after 1 month, this person goes and says, nah, Islam is not good. I tried Islam. It sucked. And I went out of it. And it's again... That harms Islam and affects the heart of the Muslims. All right? So inshallah, we'll see you next week. Please answer the questions thoroughly. I don't need just half a lie and answer. I need a big answer. All right? Assalamu alaikum.